The 2026 election season is upon us, and it's time once again for the Meet the Candidate program on KVEL. Good evening, I'm Steve Evans. Each political season, Evans Family Media invites all candidates running for national, state, or local office to join us for a candid conversation about their position on issues, their background, and qualifications for office. Now, the Meet the Candidate program is a public service of C&S Hydraulics in Vernal and Runners Incorporated in Roosevelt. The program airs each Tuesday and Thursday evening at 6 right here on News Talk KVEL. This program will also be available after each broadcast under the Community tab on BasinNow.com. This evening, we have the opportunity to visit with Utah incumbent Senator Ron Winterton. Now, Ron is running for re-election in Utah's Senate District 20. Senate District 20 includes Uinta, Daggett, Duchesne, Wasatch, and Summit County. Senator Winterton has represented the Uinta Basin since 2019. Now, that's a total of 8 legislative sessions. Opposing Senator Winterton in this election is Annette McCrae, and she is with the newly formed Forward Party. Senator Winterton, welcome to the KVEL studios. Thank you for taking the time to come here in person.
Thank you for the invitation.
It's been a heck of a legislative session, over 900 bills. Let's see, if we average that out to about 800 bills over 8 years, that's 64,000 pieces of legislation. That's not including the regulatory items. You've been a busy guy over the last 8 years, right?
Yes. 7 weeks every spring. You know exactly what you're doing. And they're, for me, they're about 18-hour days.
And there's a lot of work that goes in between it. You're off. The rest of this week is booked with appointments in Salt Lake at various different agencies. And you've had a busy week this week right now. As a matter of fact, this is the only day that I could get you on here.
You're correct. My schedule is pretty busy for being part-time legislator. I retired...
Part-time legislator working full-time at a part-time wage, right?
That's correct.
Is that what it is?
It is. And I spend, 30 to 40 hours every week doing assignments for the Senate, representing, meeting with the local elected officials, helping them on their projects during the session. All I do is I expect them to help me know what's out in the legislation. They're looking at different pieces of legislation than what I see coming to my committees or on the floor debates. So I appreciate the help I get from people because I can't do it alone.
You have qualifications, background. You've been in the trucking business. You're in the farming and ranching industry. You've had experience as Duchesne County Commissioner. How many years did you serve?
I was on my third term there, so I spent 10 years, and then I resigned to accept the Senate position there.
That's a lot of public service, and it's a lot of commitment to the Valley.
It has been, and I actually value my time with Duchesne County because that helped set the groundwork for, I know what we do at the state level. I know it internally. I know what the boots on the ground is. And so to me, when I read legislation, I'm looking at how does this impose unfunded mandates or does it cripple a city or a county? And so that's the eyes I look at it. And so that's been a great foundation for me because all the time, if you look in our Senate, we have 5 rural senators out of 29.
That's not very many.
We cover 25 counties. And the reason being is because we're less populated. It takes that much real estate to cover what the 18 in the Salt Lake Valley covers in a few blocks.
Senator Winterton, are we, as rural Utah, fairly and adequately represented in the legislature?
Honestly, yeah. It's a very misproportionate representation. If you look nationally, we have 2 senators per state. That's equal among 50 states.
Right.
And when originally we had 29 senators, 1 from each county, then they turned that around population-based. And so that's why now it's an imbalance. We have 75 House of Representatives. That's population-based. And so naturally where the population is, they rule the roost. And so those of us that serve from rural Utah, we really have our work cut out to make sure that we're getting our fair share and that our voice is being heard.
Redistricting, I know the new redistricting map is a legislature you've worked tirelessly to try and stop the shenanigans that are going on there with the Democratic Party trying to carve out another Democratic seat or possibly two in Utah. Can you tell us about your efforts there?
Well, you know, that's very disheartening because our state constitution gives redistricting authority, map drawing ability to the legislature. Yes, we have an independent commission that was voter referendum that came about, and we tweaked that because the language that they had on the referendum was unconstitutional. And so we tweaked it and we let them do their maps and they provided us those maps. We looked at that. We took some suggestions, but we did the maps. This redistricting fiasco that's gone on for 4 years now came down to the judge looked at it and said, you got to redraw them. We redrew them, different maps, totally went in there. She said, that won't work. She pulls out a map from the other side and said, here's the map we're going to use.
So she made the decision.
She made the decision. She's unelected. That had no public process in it whatsoever. And now we're stuck with living with that for the next 2 years.
Now, Celeste Malloy, who is a U.S. Congresswoman out of Southern Utah, which with the redistricting, she will be running for election.
Yes, she will.
In District 3 here.
Yeah.
We need to get to know her. But she filed, along with others, filed a case in front of the Supreme Court on this. What happened?
Their case has not been heard yet. Now, the state's case was argued on February 12th, in which they ruled against us as the legislature, saying that, no, these are the maps you're going to adhere to. But hers, it comes down to our four congressmen that represent the state of Utah. It blatantly just kind of kicks them out of office, and it's going to be a real change for the state of Utah to have somebody that may not have the same outlook as Utah values in Congress for us.
Well, I'd sure hate to have a Democrat representing our interests here in the energy hub of Utah in the Uinta Basin.
It certainly would take a back seat. I mean, if you go back to the previous administration and what they did for our economy here, they stifled us. And not that I have anything against green energy, but that was the whole portfolio, and that was going to squash all of our economy here in the basin. So it does have its own set of concerns.
With the Supreme Court hearing that's coming up that Celeste Malloy is spearheading, and then the petition drive, I understand there were over 200,000 petitions that were turned in, and there were 148,000 that were needed. I don't want to spend a lot of time on this. We could spend a whole half hour discussing it.
We could.
But with the new map, we look like we're going to be losing Congressman Mike Kennedy, who's done an outstanding job for us, in my opinion. And it's going to be replaced by, I think we've got four Republicans and two Democrats. All but one of the Democrats is running both with signature and some convention only. Celeste Malloy and Phil Lyman are two very conservative individuals. So I'm concerned that they're going to split the conservative vote, and Steve Merrill, the likely only Democrat, is going to have an advantage.
He could, because both Republicans are very good candidates, and I hate to see that quality of a candidate split the votes. I wish there was another race, but no, that's unfortunate. And hopefully we have enough Republicans to outshine the Democratic side of this congressional district.
Senator Winterton, one more question regarding redistricting. Will this likely affect Utah House and Senate seats now that the precedent has been set?
You know, the lawsuit only dealt with congressional seats, nothing.
That's
in
what
the state.
National Democratic Party wanted. They wanted another house in U.S.
Yeah.
Congress.
Yeah, and it would. I mean, if midterms, if we change that, yeah, our president could become ineffective in what he's trying to do now if we lose that seat.
I understand there's only about 22-23% of Utah population that's Democrat. Is that about right? Am I pretty close?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So should they have potentially two of the four seats in Congress?
No, they shouldn't. No.
Yeah.
So not at all.
That's what gerrymandering is doing, and it's happening right here in River City, right? Relationships. How, with your seniority there, with 8 years of serving as our state senator, how important are those relationships in getting work done that benefits the citizens of the Uinta Basin?
Anymore, that's 90% of the job is based upon relationships. If you've developed trust in another legislator or the department heads, you can go a lot further. I have a great relationship, whether it's DEQ, Oil, Gas, and Mining Division, the air quality people, the governor. You can reach out and say, I'm thinking about this, or we would like to do that. Now, I serve on four nationally energy-related committees.
This is outside of the legislature?
Yes. And every time in the Senate, we have a working group during interim, all summer long. We are looking at nuclear and what do we need to have in place to bring that on board. Yeah. We redefined our energy policy 3 years ago. I was the co-sponsor on that legislation along with Representative Jack, which defined our energy policy, which then we were not allowing industry like Rocky Mountain Power to dictate our energy portfolio. And it was getting to the point where our energy costs was going to be tripling what they are now, like California. And so we went in and redefined our policy, and we want all of the above, but we want affordable, clean, dispatchable, renewable energy that we've all become accustomed on. And so with these national associations, I'm the energy guy in the Senate.
And you're also transportation, right?
Yes,
there's
I do.
Three transportation committees that you're involved in, all
yeah.
three?
Yeah, I do the appropriations and the standing committee in the interim, and that also deals with infrastructure, technology, and utilities. So those are all key for our area and statewide. I mean, when you start looking at what the new word is data centers, and everybody thinks that's great. Well, we all love our phones and the technology, but it takes energy to operate them. There's not a lot of jobs, but they create and they need a lot of energy along with water. We're now looking at technology refrigeration to do away with the need for water to keep those places cool. So those are all things that in the legislature we have to look at. Yeah, we want them here, but not at the cost of giving up what you enjoy as a resident.
So your job as state senator goes way beyond representing us with the 900 plus bills that you had to deal with this last legislative session.
Yes, it does. All of those committees I have nationally.
UDOT, for one, UDOT. Tell
yes.
us about UDOT and how that's helped our area with 191 and US 4.
We needed projects out here, and UDOT doesn't have the money. But by going through an exercise and trying to figure out if we increase oil production, what does that revenue look like to the state of Utah? By making that case, I was able to get a commitment to have some of those severance taxes that the oil and gas industry pays to the state. I have them now identified, and they come back to the basin to help us with those. So 191 over Indian Canyon, that's where that money came from. We had $88.5 million that we identified, and that's an ongoing commitment of $20 million a year to do that. We also have the commitment from prior Senator Van Tassel, in which we're trying to four-lane Highway 40 to Heber.
So that's the goal, is to four-lane Highway 40?
Yeah, that's been the plans by 2040, and we're still working at that, but we need money. And when we fight with the allocations, appropriations for the Wasatch Front and an interchange out there, you know, you're talking $20 million. We could do 20 miles of road out here for that, but we have to fight them for that. So I was able to identify new revenue that will be coming because of added production here out of the basin, and earmarked it to help us with those needs. So those, again, coming back, doing your homework and having good associations, we now have, I feel very comfortable that going forward, we have a plan in place that will have real good transportation.
In visiting with you before we came on the air here, you talked about the efforts that you've made to secure money separate from the B-Road funds to compensate for the reduction in mineral lease monies that Uinta and Duchesne County are receiving. And that's up to $8 million.
Yes.
Is that right?
Yes,
that the counties will be getting to make up that difference?
It is. And again, that's just a little portion of what goes to the state we're getting back here, because for years and years, Duchesne and Uinta County always had mineral lease money, which is money that the federal government has from the minerals off from their property that they share back 49% back to the state, which they share with the counties.
Wow.
That went away when we started not drilling on federal lands. And again, that comes back to, you know, the administration, what's your priorities? And so we now have the impacts even greater in the basin, but it's impacting private lands and tribal lands. And so we were able to pass legislation last year to be able to recoup some of that money. And the industry actually is paying a little more to do that so that we can put that money on our county roads.
You know, we're running out of time. Can you believe it?
Oh, man.
We've got so much more to talk about. But for right now, any final comments you want to leave with the listening audience regarding why you'd be a better choice for Utah Senate District 20?
Senator? Well, I would say that they've invested in me for 8 years. I'm highly qualified for it. I have the resources available to me to be able to continue to represent this area very well. I would love one more term.
All right. You've done a lot, and I would think that the seniority has proven to be beneficial to the citizens of the Uinta Basin. Thank you for your service, Ron Winterton. We appreciate that.
Thank you.
We'd like to thank Senator Winterton for joining us for this evening's program. Now, the Meet the Candidate program here on News Talk 104.5 FM KVEL is a service of CNS Hydraulics in Vernal and Runners Incorporated in Roosevelt. This program is aired each Tuesday and Thursday evenings at 6 right here on News Talk KVEL prior to the June elections. I'm Steve Evans with KVEL. Thanks for joining us.